Are you a prepper? Preparing for the Return of Christ. By Beyond Today writer, Craig Scott. A prepper is a part of a community of people who are getting themselves ready to survive a large-scale disaster. For some, this means a devastating hurricane, earthquake, or other natural disaster. For others, that disaster may involve the aftereffects of an EMP attack on American soil, or some other breakdown in society that leaves us all to fend for ourselves. Preppers often assemble a small personal arsenal, non-perishable food, medical supplies, and other survival gear. They sometimes take part in ongoing training in the skills needed to survive without heat, electricity, or running water. Some people call a prepper paranoid, and some wonder if they are simply wiser than the rest of us. What are you afraid of? Doomsday scenarios and ominous visions of the future are popular in many Hollywood productions. Societies and nations across the earth are in a growing state of turmoil and change. Traditional patterns of life and family are being replaced with new and strange alternatives. Some embrace the direction in which we are headed, while others worry. Is there a biblical reason to be concerned? Did you know that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, was also a prophet? The most extensive session of prophetic teaching from Jesus is found in Matthew 24:1-51. In this section of teaching, Jesus answers his disciples' questions about when and how he will return to establish the kingdom of God. In verse 21 of that section of teaching, Jesus tells them, and us, that his return will be preceded by a time of calamity and disaster worse than anything experienced since the beginning of the world and never to be equaled again, meaning it will be a one-time event occurring before his return. Note, you can read more about the events of that time of trouble in Revelation chapters 8 through 13. What should you do about it? In Luke's version of this same prophecy, Jesus gives his hearers a warning with some guidance. Be careful that neither the pleasures nor the anxieties of this life blind you to what is happening all around you and what you must do. He says, be watchful, wary, and pray that you may be considered worthy to escape all the calamities preceding his return. See Luke 21:34-36. To be watchful applies to awareness of your own spiritual or moral condition, but can also apply to a good understanding of the prophecies God has made available to you through his prophets, including Jesus Christ. You can get started learning more about God's words of prophecy by reading the study aid, You Can Understand Bible Prophecy. The second part of Christ's warning to those listening to his prophecies is to pray that you may be considered worthy to escape. What must I do to be considered worthy? The answer is simple. You must change your ways, your thoughts, and your attitudes, and conform them to the pattern of life outlined by God's commandments and the example of Jesus Christ himself. Our record of Jesus' life shows him to be a faithful and diligent keeper of the commandments. He says of himself, I have kept my Father's commandments. That's a good place to start. Model your life after this example and work to make these changes meaningful and lasting through prayer, trial, and application. This instruction to actively follow Jesus' personal example is found in various places. Here are a few. I, Jesus, have set you an example that you should do as I have done. John 13:15. Christ suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow. 1 Peter 2:21. Follow me, Paul, as I follow Christ. 1 Corinthians 11:1. You may have heard it said that all you need to do is utter the magic words, I believe in Jesus, and you will thereafter be forever considered worthy. Don't fall for it. Not only must you believe that he existed, and still exists, not only must you believe that he was who he said he was, not only must you believe that he died to release you from the death penalty of your disobedience to God's commands, but you must also believe the words that he taught and the instructions he gave, and actively follow the example he gave you. Jesus said, Don't think I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish them, but to fulfill them. Matthew 5:17. He goes on to say that anyone teaching against the commandments will be considered as the least by those who are in the kingdom of God. Could it also be that those called the least are also those who have proven themselves unworthy? How do I get started? If you have decided that you want to start prepping for the day of Christ's return, you can read more about the process of patterning your life after the example of Christ here, Transforming Your Life, The Process of Conversion. For more helpful content, visit us online at ucg.org.